Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here, and I want to tell you about Paragon Pipe Outlet Center in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. For 35 years, Paragon has manufactured tubular products for the oil and gas and construction industries, and now they're offering their products direct to the public. This is a new limited service, surplus pipe in sizes ranging from 4.5 to 16 inches. Common uses are fencing, gates, culverts, barn poles, and more. To save big money on new pipe products, look for us on the web at ParagonPipeOutlet.com. That's ParagonPipeOutlet.com. Top hired hand for the Livestock Market Information Center is Jim Robb, and he was a featured speaker at this year's Southern Plains Beef Symposium talking about the transition that we find ourselves in right now in our cattle marketplace. Indicates that as far as the slaughter cattle market is concerned, we've just recently, he thinks, put in a bottom for 2015.
I think it's on the fed cattle side. We kind of groped through a bottoming process here over the last couple of weeks in the fed cattle. Seems like we put that in, probably gravitate slowly higher in the towards the fourth quarter of this year. A little bit still topsy-turvy. We don't have a lot of cattle moving between the feedlots and the packers, but seems like we're setting up a bit of a foundation to move the market a little bit higher.
You mentioned the fact that, you know, one of the problems we've got with this fat cattle market or slaughter cattle market these days is it's been harder and harder to establish a market. We simply do not have nearly the number of cattle that were actually traded for cash compared to even just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we have overall rather tight supplies in feedlots, and then we have a thinning market in terms of cash trade, especially in the Southern Plains. So it's a little harder to get your arms around the market. Wholesale beef market's been pretty well established, although it's been softer. But I think the underlying picture that's been really weak, and the packers have been pointing out, has been the drop value. The non-meat aspects of this market have really been a drag on the overall marketplace, heavily tied to export markets and demand for hides and internal organs. But you know, that's taken $3 to $5 a hundredweight off the live cattle market compared to a year ago. So that's one of those subtle aspects we usually don't talk about, but has been a bit of a drag. It's not so much been the meat market drag, it's been the byproduct drag from a fed cattle perspective.
And why have we seen that much of a drag or had that much of a drop off on those drop credits?
Well, they're very dependent on export markets. Biggest component of the drop credit is the hide value. We actually have hides in storage that we don't normally have across the U.S. And, you know, those further processed markets, the Asian markets for handbags, leather goods, that whole international dynamic is very soft. Europe's soft. Russia's in recession. Japan's in recession. The U.S. is actually a bright spot, but this has to reverberate through the international marketplace. When we come to tongue and other internal organs, those are very much dominated by export markets, not the domestic market. Our second largest liver market, for example, historically is Russia, and we've been pushed out of that market by Russia's policy. So those are really what are weighing on the marketplace, I think, when we stand back a little bit.
Jim Robb on this lower drop credit that's really had an impact on the value of our slaughter cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's coming up. The big event for Express Ranches, 21st and 22nd of August. On Friday the 21st, they'll sell 207 head of fall calving females starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Saturday morning at 11 a.m., the big event sale live. It'll be held at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma, or you can see it on RFD TV, Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, as well as on liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to www.expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.